Hey guys, so I had a really great conversation with Alexis. I have to say her name right because I've been messing it up. It's Alexis Liggins. And I love that. She is a powerhouse for women's empowerment in women of color. And she specializes in this like mindset and strategy and the Soulful and Resourceful Club podcast and all this amazing stuff that she's doing to empower heart-centered and impact-driven women of color, right? And just like really working with them on living a soft life, a joyful life, a regret-free life. And I'm very excited to dive into this conversation with Alexis. And I really think that you are going to enjoy this because she has a such a beautiful heart and soul. And we talk about what it means to do what she does, how she does it, but also the challenges sometimes of becoming a coach. What is the challenge that you face when you're becoming a coach? And she talks about how, marketing and bringing your stuff out there and your automation and sales, like that kind of stuff. So I think you're going to really, really enjoy this, and I cannot wait for you to watch it. So here we go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited that you guys are here. I say that all the time because I am, right? I was thinking about this today as I was going through my day. I knew I was going to sit here with this amazing woman, Alexis, and I'm like, how long have I been doing this? Well, I started this in about 2018, which has been 6 years. I cannot believe it. I have recorded over 400 plus episodes, and it has been a phenomenal experience, especially because when I go on to see what is going on, like it's over 100 and something thousand downloads. It's the top 1.5% podcast to listen to. It's just an amazing thing to watch all of this growth happening. And I like to find really good people, really good humans on the planet to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Well, today is no exception, y'all. All right. I have an incredible guest. She is joining me here and I love her for it. Her name is Alexis Liggins. She's a powerhouse women's empowerment coach for women of color. Now, she specializes in mindset and strategy, and she also is the brilliant mind behind the Soulful and Resourceful Club podcast. All right, say that fast, y'all. Okay. Now she empowers heart-centered and impactful or impact-driven women of color to embrace that soft line, the soft line. I love that. The life filled with ease and joy without conforming to societal norms. I love that too, right? That is somebody who's pushing back against societal norms. And that's what I do. Now, I love having people on here that's going to trigger a different thought, give you something to think about, maybe something you're going to grow with, maybe something you're going to learn and take away from it, right? Now, she believes that living a soft life equals to a more joyful and regret-free life. Now, Alexis, a lot of us be walking around here with a lot of regrets, Alexis, okay? So we're going to have to talk about that. But what I really want to do is, first of all, welcome you to Straight Talk. I'm really excited that you're here. And I love the first conversation we had, so I know we're going to love this conversation. How are you doing?
I am doing so good. Thank you, Nina, for having me here. This is so exciting, especially with the non-conforming of society. I have a lot of identity, so I can relate.
Yes. I was always that way. I was always the person questioning things, pushing things, thinking about things. I like to be my own person and have my own thoughts. And so, now that I'm 52, I really don't give a damn right now. You get to a certain point in your age. And I'm like, oh, now I understand. Because when I was younger, I used to be like, man, they just say anything that's on their mind. Now I get it. But Alexis, I want my audience to get to know you a little bit. So the first question off the bat is, who are you? So tell us a little bit more. Who are you?
Definitely. So hello, everyone. My name is Alexis Liggins. Like Nina said from her beautiful introduction, I am a women's empowerment coach focusing on helping, in particular, women of color to help them live a soft life free of struggle and regret, because we know that life is hard, but it can be an easy mode if we really emphasize having and becoming an empowered self and really building up those strong systems of support, which collaboration opportunities like with Nina and all of us as entrepreneurs and, creatives and everything like that is so key, not only for us to help others unlock resources, but also to uplift each other's lives, right?
From the
struggles that we're having. And so I'm that person and I've stepped into this path. But as a human being, I am a mocktail enthusiast. So I have embraced a sober life. I love a good
crafted mocktail.
And I also am child free, which is another non-conforming to the society ordeal. And I'm an avid foodie. So if y'all love food and have great recommendations, I'm always down to take those as well.
I love it, Alexis. You know, it's so funny. We're meeting eye to eye in a lot of things. So I decided this year in January that I wasn't going to drink it. I didn't want to drink anymore. So as of today, it's what, 7 months in. So, and I wasn't a heavy drinker to begin with. It just didn't feel like I needed it anymore. I'm like, I don't really need to do this anymore. So I just stopped. And, I love that. And a foodie, well, I'm a chef by trade. I'm an executive chef by trade and ran a restaurant for years. So I am a foodie for real. But I love that. Right. Exactly. But I love that. I really love that. So I do want to dig into what you're doing, but I also want to dig into why you do what you do, right? Because we all have a path that I feel, I don't know if you believe in God or not, but I believe in God. And I believe that a lot of the things that we've gone through in our lives, whether they're challenges or pushbacks or things that we just don't see like everybody else sees, I believe those are gifts. And I believe that the things that come against us are gifts, and they help us to then develop who we're going to be or where we're going. So I say all that to say, I want to know a little bit more about why you're doing what you're doing. Why did you choose this type of niche or this type of, way of going through your coaching? What was that about? What was there a moment of like an anger moment or awakening moment, or what was that? I want to know that.
Oh, definitely. Oh my gosh. I always like to call major breakthroughs, like they could be a spiritual awakening or an enlightenment period of your life. And so in what specifically happened to me in 2021, I would say would be like the main cause or like the storm that would clear the way eventually, but the storm was really heavy. And so back in 2021, I was in a very toxic relationship with this guy that I was with. And I went through narcissistic abuse with this partner. I didn't know what it was. I definitely had no idea what it was. I thought it was normal. I had a lot of emotional roller coasters because I'm a highly sensitive person. So that's normal for me to have emotional roller coasters. But when I was with this person, it was like hella low, like the lows were low and the highs were high, right? And so it was definitely a lot to take in. And I ended up losing my identity with this person because I became codependent. My people pleasing tendencies were like reeling, popping off the charts. And at some point, I wanted to get more clarity in my life because I knew that even if it was 3 months, which felt like 3 years, that this was not going to go anywhere that I needed it to go. So I decided to figure out what my core values were because I was uncertain about that. I was trying to create my own life purpose, which gets into me becoming a coach. That's a big pillar for that. And then the last thing is figuring out what a complementary lifestyle looks for me, right? Like for other people, they have different parameters, but in other like families or environments or anything external, they're always like, do this. This is the right direction. But me figuring out what is a complementary lifestyle that works out for me started from there. Like I thought I wanted to get married. I thought I wanted to have kids and have these specific things where I would live forever somewhere. But I'm a freedom person. So I like traveling and I like all these things. And so it was those low moments of being with that partner that I realized that I wanted to live a life that I loved. And so I wanted to live a life according to my life purpose so it could be intentional and it could work in terms of the service mindedness that I've always had and really help people directly as opposed to I've worked at all these like other nonprofits where I get to circle around helping people through a cause. But this time, It's me helping individuals and professional women of color front, face, and center with what's going on in their lives so that they can maximize the shit out of them, you know?
Right, right. And so, you know, what was that feeling or that moment when you left that toxic relationship? Narcissistic relationships are very difficult. I had an ex-husband that was very narcissistic, still is, right? Thank God he's not my husband anymore, but he definitely was. And it does knock you down, doesn't it? It knocks down your self-esteem, your worth. You start to like question yourself if you're like doing the right things or not. It's really a hard thing to pull out of. So I'm proud of you for doing that. And so, because I heard you say, I wanted to, you know, get married and, you know, be in one place for a long time. So can those things still live together? Like, can you still want all the things you want today and still want those things without letting that person taint those things that maybe you did want in your life? You know, does that make sense what I'm trying to ask?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that what I did want, those were imposed by society, family, or environment. So there's nothing wrong with like wanting marriage or wanting kids or wanting, you know, to be in one city. But I really think that it's all about digging deep within yourself to really assess, is this life for me? Like, is this the life I've always wanted to live, right? Because I've always wanted to go to South Korea and teach English since I was in high school. And I haven't been able to achieve that achievement. But in 6 years, I was able to go see my girlfriends in Copenhagen, which is something I really wanted
to do.
That's
so cool. Yeah.
After I got laid off from one of my jobs that I had in August last year. And I'm very grateful they took care of me like on the way out. So I don't have any beef with, you know, my situation of getting laid off. But within 6 years, I got to accomplish a major like life goal for myself from getting laid off from work. And so when I was with my partner, I have different feelings and different parameters around marriage, around what my ideal partner is, and how now I don't want to have children and I want to be child-free. I want to celebrate a child-free life, being a sober woman, and obviously being with someone who can't get in the way of the advocacy, of the empowerment, of the work that I want to do of helping other people. I'm a community person. I love platonic relationships and friendships. And that's how my life is. My life is a very full plate. So if you're going to like try to be the way that you are, it will not work over here.
So do you leave yourself, do you leave yourself room for growth? Like, do you leave yourself room for the possibility of changing your mind? Do you leave yourself room for the possibility, like somebody comes and sweeps you off your feet and now you just want to be having babies all the time? Like, you know, like this life changes. It's amazing, Alexis. Like when I remember, like when I was younger, nope, I don't want no kids. I don't want no kids. I want no, do you hear me? Do y'all hear me? I want no, and I got, you know, I got two of my own and two from the marriage, so four kids. I'm like, and I'm so full now. But I'm just wondering, like, you know, now that you're like helping women, right? And you're really a community person, you're pouring yourself out for other people. Do you give Alexis permission? Do you give yourself permission to grow and change your mind and be flexible in life and all those kind of things?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's a very, I feel like something that happens with child-free people. And I'm sure I relate as someone who's part of a lot of child-free groups on Facebook. And in fact, I also host a child-free speed friending virtual event for our peeps every month now. So we had really great success in our first one. So they're like, Alexis, can you please host another child-free speed friending activity? And so now I've taken that on my plate. I think there's leeway because life happens, but the more and more growth that I have in my life, the more and more specific I'm becoming with the ways that I want to live my life. So I could entertain the possibility of, say, dating someone who had children, but that doesn't change me like wanting to birth children or adopt children. I think that it's the most supportive thing that we child-free people like to listen to or hear to are more of the conversations when they hear us say we're child-free, they don't think about us changing it. They're just like, good for you. Like, you made this decision for yourself, because a lot of us choose a child-free life because we've thought long and hard about every single direction, especially financially. Like, I just saw a TikTok video, no kidding. I saw a TikTok video that was talking about like POV when like childcare is $1,433 a month or something like that. And she was like, go get your treat. Basically implying to like child-free people, like go and spoil yourself because you are saving yourself a lot of money.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
And I relate. And Issa Rae has this meme, which I used in my little clip, where she's like, it's from her show Insecure. And she has a moment where she has insecurity because her ex-partner has a child out of wedlock with someone else. And she's like, grabs the kid in her imaginary like meme world and chucks the kid and is like, fuck them kids, because she's like, not about it. And so I think that's really our energy. And I'm a specific type of child-free person because I love children and I'm a very maternal like figure towards them. So that's why I like my role as being influential to the women who are parents, right? To the women who are parents of children, and women in my life, because for some reason I also attract being friends with women with children. So that means like I don't need to have them myself in order to like have a full life. I feel like there's a conversation there. And other child-free people, there are child-free people that are big haters. They're not a big fan of children, I tell you.
Do you know, because I know now you are really diving into being a woman's empowerment coach, right? And especially for women of color. So are you specifically niching it to like women who are child-free, or is it any woman who wants to have an empowered life as a woman of color?
Definitely. I love that you asked this question because I've been trying to have a little bit more of a specific niche. And so I'm not limiting myself to child-free women, but specifically I would love to serve professional women of color. Whether you are a 9-to-5 girly, I've been a 9-to-5 girly working in the office, having my nonprofit jobs or working in different industries.
Girl, same.
Right? I told my girlfriend out, she was like, you don't like Whataburger? Because I'm from Texas. And I was like, it's not my favorite, but I used to work there. That was my first job. A Whataburger.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I never had a Whataburger. I live in Texas now, but I never had a Whataburger.
Yeah, you gotta have one. They used to have this one. It was called the Chop House Cheddar Burger. When I'm telling you, it was a scrumptious burger. And they used to, after like they, it was a limited time special. I think they had it in Oklahoma. So I don't know what they did. I haven't kept in touch.
That's
with
so
like,
funny.
Are they going to have the Chop House Cheddar Burger back?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. My husband had a burger once and didn't feel too good. So I don't think I got to do it.
Definitely.
So I love that you're working with women in leadership, right? Women of color in leadership. So let's clear up some things here, okay? When you are talking about women of color, what do you mean? Do you mean Black women? Do you mean Latinos? Do you mean Indigenous? What do you mean when you say women of color?
Yeah, when I mean women of color, I'm talking women who are mixed. I'm Black, so I'm African American, and I'm a Latina, so I'm Mexican as well.
Oh, okay.
So it could be as long as you identify as a woman of color, if you're mixed, if you're just like one standalone racial ethnic background, you're a woman of color to me, right? That's like where the identities are. And I think too, like if you felt like you also embody different identities, because I feel like I'm an undiagnosed ADHD autism girly, that's even more the merrier, right? If you feel like you have additional complexities to your identities, as long as you're a woman of color, you're welcome to work with me.
Yeah. I mean, I have ADHD. Girl, I'm always like, squirrel, squirrel. That's just how it is. That's okay. I think that makes us brilliant. I think that makes us, you know, really tenacious. It makes us strong, and it makes us actually have systems. Like, we end up learning a lot, because when you are that way, you have to have a, you have to, you and your brain make a system to work things out. And I think it's a gift more than I think it's anything else, you know? So that's awesome. So when you're working with these amazing women, like, what does that look like for you, Alexis? What does that look like? Do you, Is it a like a 6 month program, a 1 month program, a one off? Like, tell me the system on which these women, especially the women who are listening, I know that I speak to a lot of women on my show. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches that listen to this show. So this is your people, right? This is our people. This is the people who want to listen. So tell us a little bit about that journey with you.
Definitely. It would be, so for, I have several options of how to work with me. I feel like that's a really good point to talk about first before diving into my 6 month signature coaching program. So my main signature coaching program is 6 months, right? And I have it, the title is the Blissful Alchemy Program. And so it's 6 months of curating a life you love, which is personally, professionally, or both, right? And so really, I'd like to simplify it by having 3 points that I like to make. It's kind of like a math equation. So one of the key pillars, right, the key pillars to really embody and embrace that hidden inner goddess that's hidden within you, right, to power you up, boss you up, is becoming an empowered self, right? Our relationship with ourselves is such a key pillar for us to be successful and lead in communities and also participate in them, right? How can we also empower the communities that we come from? It starts with becoming an empowered self. So really starting from the bottom in terms of gaining boot camp clarity, which is what the first month would offer. You do a life audit, stuff like that. And then the second pillar, which is really important, which is like empowered self plus, and it's the support network, creating, nurturing, building, and maintaining your system of support, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, your chosen people, really adding on to those and strengthening those relationships is a key pillar within the program, because all of my successes have come from having badass people in my life, in my circle. And I cannot like say, oh, I did it all by myself. Maybe some things that were from me were my luck, my effort, my background, my skills, but without the community piece can unlock specific doors, can be there for you in your lower moments and celebrate you in your highs and have fun, right? Have more play. That's another part that's part of the program. And so that at the end of it, right, you have your empowered self, you have a strong support system, will equal going into the way of starting to thrive. And then you'll be able to also become an empowering force for your own community that you serve and also for the communities that you're a part of, right? Because some of us don't always want to be in a position like we serve at work, right? We have our corporate positions where we lead people. And in our personal lives, we just want to contribute financially to a mutual aid or something like that. There are various ways to be an impact-driven person, but really this is a robust way to help you elevate and upgrade your life where it's meaningful, satisfying, and fun. Because people forget that play is such an important part of how we get to have a soft life too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you are, you know, really just encompassing the woman as a whole, right? Like you're really saying, listen, we can really find aspects of you that not are just going to be for work, but transcend your life as well, right? Because I think that's so important. And women, you know, come with unique challenges and unique ideas and unique concepts and unique feelings of worth, right? And levels and all that. And I love that you are making it fun and playful and also intentional, right? It's intentional. So I know starting a coaching business in any of these niches can be challenging, right? Because we want to make sure that the value of everything that we're putting out there, people understand that we're putting it out there and that we're actually doing it for them, right? I have a premium package program that I do myself, and it's intense, and it's a year, right? It's a year of intensity, but it's intense because I value you, like the same way you do, Alexis, right? You have your 6 months, you value them, and you know that if they're going to be on your program, you're going to really put all that you got in it for them, you know? And people, the reason I have conversations with amazing humans like yourself is because I want people to hear your voice, know your voice, feel your voice, right? Because it's one thing for you to put an ad out there, like all these ads, like 50,000 ads that you see, that you feel, you know, like, you know, that, you know, that's, they're BSing, you know?
Right. Yes. You don't have to tell
so
me.
Frustrating. Girl, it's frustrating. I'm telling you the truth. And it's like, and now it's trying to find our voice in the midst of all of that noise, right? Mm-hmm. So as a coach, and as you are, you know, developing your program and have your people coming on, and what are some of the challenges that you've seen for yourself? Like, what have you seen for yourself, or what have you overcome that you've seen as becoming the coach that you are today?
Oh my gosh, Nina, you know, we had this conversation. the coaching industry is so interesting to pivot from, because I've been in the nonprofit realm industry. And so I've really enjoyed the great causes that I've been a part of, the great work that a lot of these organizations do. So it's interesting having that pivot to just like specifically impact and focus on the people directly. But nobody tells you how hard. Well, like, maybe people tell you it's hard to run a business, but they don't tell you, like, step by step, like encyclopedia level, the biz, how it needs to start, especially depending whether you're a product based owner, business owner, or you're service based. And so for us coaches who are more service based, one of the key pillars in really starting off with a strong foundation is our marketing and our messaging, right? Our branding, the clarity with our messaging. And I feel like as I've been navigating the coaching industry, there's a lot of gatekeeping of information, and you need to invest in ads. When you don't, if you have no clear messaging, ads, which I've done the ads thing, you know, like, I've done every single thing that like seasoned coaches will tell you. Like, there's this coach I follow, her name is DL Sharon. She's a coach for women of color. She's a women of color sales coach. And she's like, all you need is three things: a sales call, a sales script, and a calendar for your sales, or something like that.
You need a funnel. That's what you need, is you need that funnel with those three elements. Exactly right. I mean, ads work if you have everything built out ready for it, right? So she's absolutely correct. I mean, you need a sales script. So I call it a VSL, right? A video sales script, right? A video sales letter. You definitely need to have a funnel to put it on, and you need a calendar attached to that, right? And she's saying, yeah, it's simple, it's three things, but what is a little bit challenging is when you get to the nitty-gritties of it, right? What does that video sales letter say? How do you present that? What's the call to action? Where do you put that? Like, the, and you're right, there is a lot of gatekeeping, but there doesn't need to be, Alexis. There doesn't need to be, you know? If we can just like help each other or tell each other, like, then all of that mystery goes away. And then all you need is a coach to kind of hold you accountable, help you out with the nitty gritties, the little stuff. Right. And I think it's challenging, because what people like you, Alexis, that are really out here trying to do some damage in the world by going against the status quo, by pushing back, by doing all those things, and then you hit these other walls. It's frustrating. It's just frustrating, you know, because you're like, oh my God, I'm like the world's best kept secret, you know, and you're like, I'm not trying to be a secret agent. Like, I want to be out here doing something, you know, like, CIA could be secret. We don't need to be secret, you know, but it's that kind of thing. I totally get it, Alexis. I totally get it. And I think that, you know, I'm glad you said that, because I want other women who are listening, or entrepreneurs who are listening, to understand that there are going to be challenges, but stick to what you want to do. Give it a shot. You know, Alexis, that I think it's the percentage is like 90% of coaches quit within the first year.
Okay? I've heard of a high percentage of not making it too.
Exactly. Not making it. And they quit. And they quit because nobody, like you said, nobody tells you all of the things that need to happen, right? Nobody says anything. They'll maybe work on you in the mindset piece and then bye. And then maybe they'll work on you in this and then bye. And then this will do your social media marketing and then bye. And you're just like, but wait, there's so many pieces.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
How do I handle sales objections?
Right. Right. And know, you'll get that person that tells you how to do it, but then the other person will say, I don't do it that way, do it this way. It's so true. And this is why, you know, you and I exist, right? Because you're going to take your person from the beginning and you're going to empower them and help them have an empowered life when they leave your program. That is the goal, right?
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing with me. Like, you're with me either 6 months or a year, but when you leave with your business, with your funnels, with everything done, your business is done. It's ready, you know? Mm-hmm. And I did that on purpose because same as you, Alexis, I got too many pieces from too much people and too much information. It got frustrating and I've spent so much money. If I tell my husband I got to spend another 25 grand, he's probably going to like leave the house. You know? I got to be careful where I'm going with this.
But, yeah.
So tell me what has been like an example of a great outcome that you have had with somebody who's gone through your program.
Definitely. So I would say I've had a sample client where we did what I have the other alternative of my signature program. I call them mini empowerment coaching. They're individual one-on-one sessions, so 60 minutes of support. And so when I was working with my sample client, Zia, and I have a little testimonial on my socials. If you see happen to come across them, you'll love Zia. She started off experiencing burnout, and she's been wanting to start her product-based business for 2 years. And we were worked together for about 3 months. And she started with like not having the energy, not having the clarity, and got to walk away with having started the key pieces of her business. And so we did a mixture of a lot of things. We did coaching support.
So cool.
Yeah, it was so exciting to see because the energy that she had experienced in the beginning when we were talking, you could tell she was like low. And when I was talking to her, she's like, oh my gosh, I feel so motivated. I feel so empowered. And it was exciting to work with her too, because I would be like, oh, we have this XYZ homework assignment that was assigned for both of us, right? She was like, I think I need to do this. And I'm like, all right, I'm assigning you this and you'll come back. And one time we had a strategy session where we were going to do this assignment and she knocked it out like an hour before we did our session.
That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have a mixture of providing the coaching aspect, which is the support and accountability. And then I have a strategy session where we get there and do the thing. Like we have action. We either create a plan. And I think something that's really helpful too is like conversations, like how you would have with your clients and me with my clients, but really practicing what is a hard conversation in your life, right? Personally, let's say you're trying to ask for a promotion, like at work, or you're trying to break up with someone, whether it's a relationship or a friend, like how do you practice that conversation so you feel confident and know that like this is the best thing for you? And so you could do it with that with a strategy session. And my final one, I think you would like this, Nina, is that I have what I call a vent and release session. And so one of the things that has been very helpful in my life is venting with my girlfriends. When I'm telling you so many things, so many beautiful things happen, you get this release of pressure and you know what you need to do to move forward, but you had to tell someone what your struggles were. And so with the vent and release session, I'm able to, we take, you know, the client's negative thought pattern behavior and, you know, you vent about it. You vent about it for a couple minutes and then you should walk away with a positive reframe. So anytime you think about that thought of like, I don't feel like I'm good enough, I don't feel like I deserve this money, whatever your mindset part is, you walk away with, I deserve this money because I am a priceless, right? I am good enough.
Yeah.
And the people who think that I'm not are not good enough for me.
Right. Right. Exactly. And you know, I love that. I love that. Actually, that sounds like a good idea. I'm like, wait, what? A venting session? I'm going to join that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to, you know. You know, I'm trying to stop my cursing, Alexis. I'm trying to stop my cursing.
It's okay.
So, all right. So before I let you go, because you've left a lot of amazing stuff on the table, and I want women to know that you are there for them and that you are really there to support them. And you said something about a discovery call. So I'm assuming that you give that discovery call to anybody who wants to just kind of get to know you a little bit and see if it's a good fit, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Great. So how do they find you? How do they work with you? Like all that kind of stuff.
Yes, all that juicy stuff. So if you want to see my website, I have a website that's the hub where you get to see all the information, different ways to work with me, and my signature program. My website is going to be www.more, M-O-R-E, then THAN, void, VOID.com. So
More than void.
www.morethanavoid.com. That's going to be
More
my
than
website.
avoid. Okay, more
Yes.
than avoid.
More
That's
than a
awesome.
void.
Good for you.
Yes. Thank
That's good.
you.
Now, are you on? You said you're on Instagram. So, what's that handle?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Instagram is an easier way to get to me. My Instagram is Coach with Elexis. So you just put Coach, COACH, with WITH, and then Elexis. So ELEXUS. That's how you can find
Thank
me
you
on
so much,
Instagram.
Alexis. That's so good. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on Straight Talk. And thank you so much for being open and vulnerable and leaving like all this beautiful knowledge and wisdom. I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much, Nina, for having me here on Straight Talk. And hopefully, it's not the last time we get to be a little spicy on
No, I hope
here.
not. I hope not, girl. We got a lot of spice. We got to get it out here. So
Period.
thank you. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Alexis. She is so cool, isn't she? I just love her. So make sure you guys follow her. I'm going to link all of her information below to make sure that you guys reach out to her. For those of you who are listening, if you are a woman of color and you're like, you know what? I need that in my life. I am a professional woman and I really need to have this kind of strategy in my life, just vent as she has. I love that idea. This is such a good idea. But just understand that there's someone out here who really wants to pour into you. Okay. So just reach out, make a phone call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Thank you guys for being here. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, send this to someone who you think needs it. Okay. Love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.